Enough Already, Maybelline Roasted for Using Bearded Crossdresser and Lipstick Ad. By Amy Furr on July 13, 2023. Social media users unleashed their fury when Maybelline posted a video Wednesday of a man using the makeup company's lipstick. Of course, we have it Amazon Prime Day deals at Ryan Vita Beauty. Click on the link in our bio to shop our bundles while this offer lasts. Hurry, Prime Day ends tonight. Hashtag Maybelline Partner, the company said in the video's caption. Ryan Vita's makeup review featured the man, whose beard appeared to have a bejeweled hair barrette in it, putting on the lipstick and telling viewers to check out this color and shine. However, social media users were quick to criticize the makeup company for the advertisement. One person writing, "WTF did I just watch? This really isn't helping to promote your products. What the hell are you? Definitely not normal. Shame on these makeup brands that support this nonsense." Another user replied, "Why are you using men to advertise this? I can't picture myself wearing any of your lipsticks when all I can see is a whole ass beard and mustache. Enough already." Yet another person commented. Maybelline recently decided to team up with Vita, who is described as a biological male who wears women's clothing, according to Breitbart News. Maybelline is the latest corporate brand to embrace gender nonconformity as a key tenet of its marketing philosophy, the outlet said. In April, social media users called for a boycott of Maybelline after it partnered with Dylan Mulvaney, a transgender man who believes he is a woman. Video footage shows Mulvaney in a white robe while applying makeup. Moments later, he appears with his hair in an updo and wearing a pink outfit and jewelry. Mulvaney has also been at the center of the Bud Light boycott after the company began advertising with him. Meanwhile, a Wall Street Journal NRAC poll found in March that a growing number of Americans believe acceptance of transgenderism has gone too far. Republicans, 75%, are far more likely to say society has gone too far in accepting transgenderism than Democrats, 15%, according to the Breitbart News report.